Well, with Castro Tum, Sessions decided that no one should be able to administratively close their case anymore. And it created just all manner of issues. It's part of a scheme that I believe he wants to expedite removal for people. And he thinks that the cases are taking too long. People have too many opportunities. And so this case affected minors a lot. It also affected the situation where you have someone in proceedings, but then they have like family-based relief. So you have someone, they came in on asylum, but then they married a U.S. citizen. And, you know, some of these asylum cases I have some from 2013 that are still pending. So I have actually a lot of clients who have, like, met someone, got married, and then said, well, now I have a U.S. citizen spouse. What do I do? And pre-Castro Tum, we could file an I-130 for those people. We could file a family-based petition and then ask the court to administratively close the case so that we could pursue the family-based case. And it was pretty common, and most judges, you know, in that specific circumstance would grant administrative closure in that situation. So when Castro Tum came out, we lost that completely for any of our clients who have that other relief. If you can't close the case, you can't move forward on the family-based case in most of these situations. So essentially what it does is it forces them to move through with their other avenue of relief. And if they lose that, they can still use the petition from their spouse, but it can take many years. It can take years of being in the home country, which normally the person fled because they were at risk of being harmed or killed. So Castro Tum, very bad. Affected a lot of my clients and probably a lot of y'all's as well. Thank you. So the next case I'm going to talk about is LABR. Sessions takes away administrative closure from us and our clients. And then LABR, he's discussing continuances. So administrative closure, his main reason is you can close that case, takes forever. You know, we need to get this to a final result. Then LABR, he's like, well, also I think the judges are giving too many continuances to people. So we need to limit the scope of continuances. So after Castro Tum came out, a lot of us said, well, what are we going to do when we need more time for collateral relief or whatever? Well, continuances. And then LABR comes out. He's like, we're going to limit continuances too. LABR is, it clarified the situations in which a judge can grant a continuance. The bedrock of it is good cause. You have to have good cause for relief. It didn't necessarily overrule prior cases about continuances, but it did. I think one of the most important things that LABR did was say that a judge has to decide whether there is good cause or not. And in my practice, I've had judges that I'm like, we need more time, Your Honor. Sure, 6 months, right? So that doesn't exist anymore per LABR, because the judge has to say why the respondent has good cause in the continuance. So again, it doesn't necessarily overrule prior case law, but it does put pressure on judges to not continue in the way that they used to. And again, this can be really damaging for people with collateral relief. You file with USCIS, you're waiting for something to happen, but the judge feels pressure to not, you can't administrative close anymore, and the judge has pressure to not continue your case anymore. So we have judges now who are under that pressure. They don't want to continue. They're going to want to enter a removal order even when collateral relief is pending. And I think that LABR does not say that. LABR considers prior case law about what you have to show if you have collateral relief. But in practice, I've seen judges become much more hesitant to grant continuances even when there is good cause. And that's LABR. I think it's also part of they're under extreme pressure of case completion goals is a huge thing with them now. And they won't say it. Some of them do say it, but you know, that's another reason why they're like, no more continuances, even when you have good cause.